This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
The McKinney Police Department is committed to treating all persons fairly under the law. And the officer involved has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, and here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. We want to wish a happy birthday to Tina Cantor. It is also the birthday of my goddaughter, Alice Williams, and Kayla Gordon. The Cleveland Cavaliers found their formula, and they took it to a second overtime last night in the championship series. The Cleveland Cavaliers victorious over the Golden State Warriors.
All right.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Me and LeBron had to carry that whole team, that whole city on our backs last night in overtime. But we got it done. We got it done. You're welcome.
Okay. Two murderers who used power tools to escape from prison must have taken days, they now say, to cut through steel walls and pipes and break through the bricks, according to the governor. As a $100,000 reward was posted for information leading to their capture. And authorities are investigating how the inmates obtained the power tools they used and what they're calling, as Jay just referred to, a Shawshank Redemption style breakout over the weekend. David Sweat and Richard Matt are both in prison for life. Sweat was serving a life sentence without parole for a 2002 killing of a sheriff's deputy, and Matt had been sentenced to 25 years to life for kidnapping, killing, and dismembering his former boss in 1997. They're now talking to a female employee of the prison for whatever information they may get from her in terms of who helped them get these tools and finally make this escape. And this is the first of its kind at this prison, and they believe they may be in Canada by now.
It's right on the border.
It's right there.
Canada.
Right there on the border, yeah. And Anthony Riley, a favorite of this past season's The Voice, has died in an apparent suicide. He passed away Tuesday, according to close friends of the singer, who found his body in the basement of a Philadelphia apartment on Friday. His death was later corroborated by a close friend. And they say that he had some personal problems, and perhaps one of the reasons why he had to leave The Voice this year was due to some problems with drug abuse.
He went to rehab, right?
Yeah. He left the program to go into a program and came out, and apparently he has taken his life.
Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
He's from Philadelphia.
And known as a wonderful performer, he was one of those guys where all the judges turned around and wanted him on their team.
You watched The Voice.
I did. And
You remember him?
Phenomenal. Yeah. And it was very sad when he did leave, but, you know, obviously for the greater good, for his health and for his future. But apparently the demons were too great for him, according to one friend.
Oh, all right, 15 before the hour, this is the TJMS.